Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Lee Rouse with the LSU Ag Center. By now, the snow has completely thawed out, and I would suspect your lawn is much browner now than it was before our first snow event back in early December. Of course, this browning is the lawn just being dormant for the winter. Although it's dormant now, you can begin to plan your strategy to have an attractive, healthy lawn this summer. Because the grass is still dormant, most of our lawns are going to look relatively poor this time of year, so don't be too harsh on yourself at this point. Not to mention, we have spent many days and nights at or below freezing. This time of year, you should identify bare spots or areas of the lawn where the grass has completely died out. You can repair these areas in April or May by laying new pieces of sod in that area. If the areas are not completely bare, then it will need further evaluation. Wait until the lawn begins to green up in mid-spring to make any decisions about what to do. Many factors can play a role in the thinning and the decline of a lawn. More often than not, it is a combination of these factors which progress the weakening of a lawn. These factors can include disease and insect problems, heavy traffic, poor soil fertility, and too much shade. Poor maintenance, such as improper mowing and watering, can also be a contributing factor. Any combination of these could be what is affecting your lawn, and the situation may stretch well back into the past. While the winter weather causes the grass to go dormant and kill off our summer weeds, it also causes winter weeds to thrive. These weeds are most likely the lush, green areas you're seeing out in your lawn this time of year. It is important to understand that cool season annual weeds will not cause significant damage to the health of a lawn. If you're not a fan of herbicides or you're just looking for a reason to get a little exercise this winter, the best way to control cool season annual weeds is to simply mow the lawn every few weeks. If you are able to mow the lawn before the weeds produce a seed head, then they will die out later in the spring and will not produce any seed for the following winter season. On the other hand, it is cool season perennials that we are concerned the most about this time of year, such as dollarweed or clover. As the name suggests, they will come back from year to year. What is not addressed this winter will be present next year in your lawn. To control cool season perennial weeds, you can use a weed killer when daytime highs are in the 60s or 70s. Be sure to choose one that is labeled safe on the type of grass you have. If you are unsure the type of lawn that you have or the weeds that you have in your lawn, there are many easy ways to have either one of these identified. You can take a picture and email it to your local LSU Ag Center parish agent, or you can bring it by to any LSU Ag Center parish office. Lastly, you can also bring a sample into your favorite local independently owned nursery or garden center, and the staff there will be more than happy to help you. This will allow you to check the herbicide label to make sure that the product will control the weeds you have. Also, be sure to follow the label directions carefully to avoid damaging any of your turf or landscape plants. Diseases can also play a role in the decline of a lawn. It is more common for a lawn disease to weaken a grass than it is to kill the grass out entirely. Having a weakened lawn can be unsightly, as well as leaving open areas for turf weeds to get a foothold and begin to push out the desired grass. Though chinch bugs and the infamous tropical sod webworm are not active this time of year, they could have caused severe damage on your lawn last summer. They are primarily a problem June through early October, and if your lawn had died out during this time of year, typically one of these two insects could be the cause. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Lee Rouse. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at WRKF.org.